Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
And I did something I never have seen anybody do, but I think it was effective. You know, pickles or brine, they have a lot of salt and stuff. And
sure
apparently
do.
Pickle juice has beneficial effects. So I took pickles and coated them in kosher salt and ate them.
You guys can establish, if you want, how Magnus and Taco and Merle know each other.
Craigslist.
which is actually a list that a gnome named Craig puts up on a tree every day.
We asked these composers to write very brief 1-minute fanfares for one instrument that can be sort of their musical input for the times we live in right now and with respect to the pandemic.
On the way, samples from those three podcasts, How Was Your Run Today, The Adventure Zone, and Fanfare Cincinnati. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Many people, even those of us with cardiophobia, have picked up running in the last few months as a way to stay active and get out of the house for a little while, right? So now, a couple of months in, you may find yourself wondering, where or how far do I go from here? Whether you've got your sights set on an extra lap around the block or a 100-mile race through Colorado's wilderness, you'll find everything you're looking for on our first podcast this week, How Was Your Run Today? On each episode, co-hosts Running Buddies, Brian and Peter, talk all things running, jogging, sprinting, or whatever pace you think you keep, featuring interviews with some amazing and accomplished runners, personal running updates, and whatever makes them laugh. How Was Your Run Today is a perfect low-pressure resource for runners of all levels. And with an active and supportive community of listeners, the podcast has everything you need to keep you lacing up and stepping out day after day. And it's proven that you burn more calories when you laugh while running, at least according to Brian and Peter. So check them out for a healthy dose of both. We'll start off slow with a sample clip from a recent episode of How Was Your Run Today? The episode marks the 200th installment of the show's long-running, get it, career, as Brian and Peter reflect on their experiences with their Independence Day ultra marathons from the 4th of July weekend. They also check out messages of support, gratitude, and congratulations sent in by listeners from around the world. And in this clip, Peter breaks down his less than ideal performance in his second ultra distance race.
And I did something I never have seen anybody do, but I think it was effective. You know, pickles or brine, they have a lot of salt and stuff. And
sure
apparently
do.
Pickle juice has beneficial effects. So I took pickles and coated them in kosher salt and ate them because that was how I got the sodium in.
So you took wet kosher pickles.
Right out of the thing.
Jar, yeah. And you dipped them in salt.
Yes, coated them in salt.
And then ate them.
Yes.
I bet that tasted really good.
It increased my sodium.
Very quickly.
Then I drank a Gatorade and one of those mini Cokes.
Oh, yeah. The little teeny cans.
Yeah. Because I found that actually at the end of long, long races, a little Coke at the end is very helpful. And at that point, it was started to drizzle. And we were actually getting cold.
Yeah. That's good.
And Lori's like, this is not what I expected a race to be. Freezing. You know, she had been prepared for Death Valley. She's like, I'm going to drive home with the heat on. And not even for heat training, just because I'm freezing.
That's awesome.
But she was a great sport, and she really did help me realize two things. One was, I need to watch my salt and my water, and I have to just up it more.
Yeah.
Especially early on, so I don't get in that bad place. And then we finished. I mean, we finished the run, and it was great. But the bottom line is, she said she didn't know this was only my second ultra distance.
Right.
So I have to say she seemed a little bit impressed with that we did it.
Nice.
And that, she's like, who, without a medal and a race to do it, goes out and runs 31 miles? She's like, I did because I'm training for a 135-mile race. I'm like, okay, that's cool. And I said, hey, it's the Independence Day Ultra.
Right. You got to change it up.
And she said, if you want to have an easier time,
yeah,
you got to put in more miles. Like, it's just...
Right, you'd have to do the big work.
If my weekly miles were more like 60...
60, yeah.
Then I was gonna say, this would have been an easier go.
Right, but any given time is still never easy, depending on weather and your body chemistry and what you do and don't do for nutrition and hydration.
But the thing, the problems I was having, which was, you know, basically figuring out the water and the salt, but it was really, my legs were tired.
Oh, of course.
Because it was hips, between my hips and knees, everything was just sort of like shot at some point. And yeah, I guess things were getting stiff, but, you know, and nothing was really hurting. They were just done. And that's the training. You know, I had basically trained for a half marathon.
Right, right.
And
which you would have crushed, by the way. You would, if you had, if your race on that day had been a road half marathon.
Yeah.
You would have done stellar.
Yeah, I probably would have run a good time. Right. And felt fine.
Sure.
Well, and that's the other thing I want to say is that, so we sat in the backyard distantly, ate some fantastic lunch that Andrea brought for us, and just sort of chatted as our bodies
came out of the trauma.
Figured themselves out.
That was How Was Your Run Today with Brian and Peter. Enhance your running experience and join the How Was Your Run Today family right now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Playing Dungeons & Dragons with your parents sounds like every high schooler's most embarrassing nightmare. But for the podcasting virtuosos known as the McElroy Brothers, it's just another one of their massively successful and massively entertaining podcasts for the Maximum Fun Podcast Network. On The Adventure Zone, brothers Justin, Travis, and Griffin recruit their dad into their band of traveling heroes for a D&D fantasy adventure like you've never seen or heard before. With Griffin guiding the story as the dungeon master, Travis, Justin, and dad Clint embark on an action-packed, dysfunctional adventure in far-off worlds that'll leave you in stitches. With over 3 seasons of campaigns under their belts, there's hours and hours of goblin slaying, father-betraying fun to get through, so grab your sword because it's time to enter the adventure zone. Here's a little taste of what you'll get on each episode taken from the very first installment of the Adventure Zone podcast. After introducing their respective characters and trying to teach Dad the basic rules of the game, the band of heroes begins their first of many harrowing journeys through the mystical fantasy lands.
So if you guys step in the Imagisphere here, okay.
that's I didn't know sound, we had a new sound effect.
Yeah, no, it's hovering. So our story actually starts with the three of you, and you guys can establish, if you want, how Magnus and Taco and Merle know each other.
Craigslist.
which is actually a list that a gnome named Craig puts up on a tree every day.
At a tavern, perhaps.
Want to make friends? Join my list. Pin thy name here.
M for M. I've got a huge... I've got a hungry butt over here. Looking for a young stud. A young dryad.
Fantastic. You dryads down the clown?
So you find each other on Craigslist. Maybe you've been doing some odd jobs around. The economy's in the shitter. And you have a hard time doing work that does not involve goblins and or skeletons. Travis, your carpentry is... Nobody wants chairs nowadays. People are more into iron rot things.
You know, iron's going to go out.
Yeah.
Go out of fashion. People will be back into wicker.
Bronze Age is going to end sometime, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to get retro back into wood. So the three of you have done a few jobs together, probably. Over drinks one night with Merle's cousin, whose name is... Shit. His name is Gundren Rockseeker, who I assumed is just named that so you know from the start here that... We are now playing Dungeons & Dragons.
His name is Steve Smith.
His name... These names are out of control. I may eventually shed the booklet I'm going out of, which I'm really hoping you guys didn't read, because I bought all of you starter kits. And you could have just cheated and read ahead in this adventure. Gungeon Rockseeker comes to you guys in a bar. Maybe you've had a few drinks. Maybe not. I don't want to make assumptions. Maybe you're all straight edge. Maybe you don't like to.
Magnus has had about six ciders.
Six.
But he can. No, he can hold his own. I mean, it's pretty weak as ciders go, like 3.2.
We know that Merle possesses nearly 2,000 party points.
Uh-huh.
So he's, I imagine he's been crushing it.
He's the Andrew WK of D&D.
You're right. Over cider, he talks to you guys about an exciting opportunity. He seems pretty straight-laced. He seems like he's not giving you no bullshit. And he promises, in a low dwarven grumble, which I'm not going to do, that...
Do it, or I walk.
Griffin, it's not fun if you don't do the voice.
He says,
seriously, I'm going to do a voice.
Do the voice, Griffin.
There you go.
He says that...
Wait, hold on!
No, that's how he sounds. You are interpreting these low grunts. Basically, Sling Blade...
Bridge Rod Taters.
I'm glad we're going to go looking for rocks.
You interpret from his Sling Blade-esque grunts that... he has to offer you what he calls the last job you'll ever need to take, which you take at face value to mean riches and not that you'll die.
From the McElroy brothers, that was Adventure Zone from Maximum Fun. Escape to a land of dungeons, dragons, and dads on the Adventure Zone. Available now at WVXU.org. Just go to the Start Here podcast collection page. Well, just because the future of live music is uncertain during this time doesn't mean the music has to stop. In fact, on this week's featured local podcast, Fanfare Cincinnati, music is more important than ever. Join host Chris Pinello as he explores the world of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, the Cincinnati Pops, and our city's vibrant arts scene. Through conversations with performers, conductors, and the people behind the scenes that make the music happen, Fanfare Cincinnati gives you backstage access to some of Cincy's most popular attractions. Hear how performers and producers plan to adapt to live performance in a post-COVID world, what musicians are getting up to in the meantime, and all the work and planning that goes into the symphony and the pops. Check out this sample clip from the latest episode of Fanfare Cincinnati titled The Fanfare Project. In the episode, Chris is joined by his colleagues Nate Bachuber and Sam Strader to discuss the latest news from the CSO and the Pops. They'll break down the recent CSO and Pops project, which commissioned composers from around the world to write fanfares for a single instrument to reflect the extraordinary time of the pandemic.
This is, I think, a wonderful time to discuss our first big post-pandemic or during pandemic project. This is the Fanfare Project, which draws some inspiration from a music director from the 1940s, Eugene Goossens. Nate, what sort of got this project rolling?
It was kind of as we approached how to keep engaging our audience during this time, parts of the organization, our music director, Louis Longray, our Pops conductor, John Morris Russell, Sam and I all kind of were thinking about our history and how to use our history to inform both what we do now and the future. And I think this fanfare project that Goossens undertook during World War II was the kind of point that we said, this was an inflection point for the organization, for the world, and we tried to create an updated parallel to that with this project.
So in the case of Goossens' Fanfare Project, he was commissioning composers of that era to respond to the Allied effort and to World War II. Sam, how did we communicate this to composers for this particular project? Is it sort of whatever you want to do, or did we say, we want you to respond to this COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, yeah, we did talk about certainly the context of the original fanfares being part of the Allied effort and in support of the Allied effort of World War II, and how we find ourselves in a new, I don't know, world uproar that we need to respond to with music and with art. And so we asked these composers to write very brief, literally 1 minute fanfares for one instrument that can be sort of their musical, I don't know, response, their musical input for the times we live in right now in with respect to the pandemic. So that could be anything from the an homage to a grocery worker or a bank teller or a frontline, you know, EMT or nurse, or just to the sort of the times we live in the situation we find ourselves in.
Our local creation, Fanfare Cincinnati, from the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. Get inside the music and the minds of the people that make it possible on Fanfare Cincinnati. Available now on WVXU.org at the Start Here podcast collection page or on the WVXU app. Before we wrap up today, let's take a look at the podcasts that are making waves around the nation on the Apple Podcast Charts via iTunescharts.net. While the New York Times hit podcast about public schools called Nice White Parents continues its reign at number one, a couple of podcasts are bubbling up even though they're still low on the charts. One is the Lincoln Project podcast. It's the biggest mover over the last few days, jumping 32 spots. The Lincoln Project is a podcast from the Republicans who came together to defeat Donald Trump and Trumpism. Ron Steslow hosts fellow political experts Reed Galen, Jennifer Horn, George Conway, and more as they defy their party and reveal how Trump will be defeated, discuss what's in stake for the 2020 election, and share the stories of voters all across America who are putting country over party. The biggest mover this week on the Apple Podcast charts, the Lincoln Project podcast. To learn more about that and the other podcasts we feature today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose at the bottom of the page the Start Here newsletter. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.